It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
If you have a dog and the look on their faces sometimes gets you to ask yourself, what are they thinking? Well, we're going to give you some clues to what your dog's behavior is telling you. Our guest is certified animal behavior consultant, Steve Dale. Welcome to the show, Steve. So our dog's behavior, I have a new pound dog that we adopted like last March, and the looks on her face and sometimes the tilt of her head and her eyebrows going down looking sad or smiling, looking happy. What do all of these things mean? Do they mean what we think they mean, or are we putting human characteristics onto our little doggies?
Yes, no, possibly, and maybe, in that order. There's a lot of questions there. Our dogs are always telling us stuff. They're always asking questions. They're always communicating with us. Now, dogs have evolved to be extraordinary. I mean, here we have, the relationship with dogs and people I love talking about, because here you have two completely different species who have learned over the course of thousands of years to do a pretty good job of communicating what they want. People do an adequate job of communicating to dogs. Dogs do a very good job of communicating to us. Sometimes, though, we don't quite understand what they're trying to tell us, and that's part of the reason why we wrote this book. It's called Decoding Your Dog. It was written actually by the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists. And as there are specialties in human medicine, a cardiac specialist and internal medicine specialist and neurologist, the same is true in veterinary medicine, where there are veterinary cardiologists, veterinary neurologists, veterinary oncologists, the list goes on, and they include veterinary behaviorists, and these are the ultimate experts in animal behavior. These are the guys who do all that research that make it possible for me to say, ha, here's what I know, because it's those folks that discovered all this in many, many cases. So for the first time ever, they've written a book for the general public, and I'm lucky enough to have participated in that book as one of the editors. My job was to kind of bring their science ease into People Magazine ease so all dog owners can understand. And
that's actually what we do here, Steve. And so these are short segments. Let's get to what some of these behaviors mean. And the book is Decoding Your Dog. Sorry to cut you off a little bit there. But, you know, people want to know, like, you know, do these dogs, when they're telling us they have to go to the bathroom, that's a sort of a learned behavior, different than some of the looks on their faces.
Yeah, I mean, dogs really do have about the same emotions we have. We know that by looking at the neurotransmitters in their brain. So dogs and dog owners have known this for gobs of, you know, generations. Dogs really do feel happy and sad, and they feel depressed. And, you know, that we know. Now, sometimes we put human sort of emotions in their place. So do dogs really feel guilty? So, for example, if you come home and you find a little wet spot where that dog was, and the dog looks guilty, most of us say, well, our dog clearly feels guilty about what he or she did. In this instance, probably not. Probably the dog is reading your body language and is fearful, for a lack of a better way of putting it, about what you might do next, because clearly you are upset. And dogs are experts at reading our body language. If you're on the telephone with the electric company, or the gas company, or the cable company, and you get angry like that ever happens, dogs will do one of two things. They will look distressed, or they'll just walk out of the room. They know you're upset.
But do they put together why we're upset?
Well, they don't know it's because the cable bill really was paid and you're really mad about it. Oftentimes they really don't know why we're upset. But they read our emotions in ways we don't even understand. They're probably picking up on pheromones and those sorts of things, as well as our body language.
Now, what about a dog who cowers? If you're upset and they cower, does that mean they were abused in the past?
No, it does not. It might mean that they just weren't appropriately socialized. And the greatest favor we can do for our dogs, if we happen to get them young, is to socialize them. That is so exceedingly important. And while dogs of any age can and do learn, so old dogs do learn, old dogs do learn new tricks, that's certainly true, but there's this window that has sometimes been called the critical period of socialization, and I'll tell you, at that point, puppies are like sponges. Between about the ages of 6 and 15 to 18 to 20 weeks, and they will easily learn, and that is, if we could socialize them at that point, we can avoid a long litany of behavior problems later.
What about hugging, Steve? Because some dogs seem to like to be hugged, and some dogs give a little low growl that you may perceive as a purr, but it's, you know, you kind of can't tell. Do they like to be hugged, or is this sort of a dominance thing?
Well, it's not a dominance thing, but I love the question, because we're primates, and that's one of the disconnects, and there are many of them, really, and we write about all of them in the book Decoding Your Dog. Primates naturally hug. We're hardwired to do that. The same with chimpanzees, orangutans, bonobos, and various gorilla species. I mean, they all hug. Dogs don't. They don't have the physical wherewithal. They don't hug. Mom dogs don't hug puppies. They lick them. They do other things, but they don't hug. So dogs either learn to tolerate our hugging, they learn to enjoy it, because after all, it is attention, or some dogs simply don't like it, and that low-level growling you hear is not a purr. It is, I don't like it.
And what about if a dog is humping? You know, it's a behavior that people try and, you know, discourage. Sometimes I see our dog doing it to our kids when they're laying on the ground, and then we get her to stop it. Is this a dominant thing, or are they just horny?
Well, assuming our dogs are spayed or neutered, it's unlikely to be that they're horny. If they're not fixed, it might be that they're horny. You know, some behaviors are just self-reinforcing. They're fun to do. And it's the same in people, too. I mean, there could be little things. So if you enjoy rocking back and forth in your chair, because you enjoy rocking back and forth in your chair, you're going to do it because you enjoy doing it. Sometimes our dogs just simply enjoy doing things because it feels good, or because
kind of like twerking these days.
So that is what you enjoy doing when you're off the air. Now we know.
If I could only do it like that. Now, what if a dog does not like somebody else? If someone new comes to your house and your dog backs up or gives a disapproving look, does that mean that they don't like this person and that they're a very good judge of character?
Sometimes. I don't know about the very good judge of character. Some people would say yes. There's no science on that. But boy, oh boy, I mean, you know, before we hire a pet sitter, for example, if our dogs seem to not like that pet sitter, these are dogs who mostly like everyone, then yeah, it's a red flag for me. How good is this person really with dogs in general? And maybe I do trust my dog's perception of that. But there's no real hard science to say that dogs have seen a police report and that they know how people really have been. But I'll tell you, there are many, many anecdotal examples of dogs having exceedingly good judgment. And I know many dog owners who do trust their dogs.
And we only have a minute less.
Sure.
Do dogs really sense fear? So if someone comes into your house and they are afraid of your dog, does your dog understand that?
Yeah, I think so. And it's not only senses that they are sensing that we don't even yet understand exactly what they're sensing. As I say, that they probably actually do smell fear. But they're also looking at body language. And if someone is fearful, they're going to act and look a certain way. And we're not as good at picking up all that as, in fact, our dogs are picking up at that, interestingly enough.
And dogs are really good at picking up a lot of these things. We're talking about what your dog's behavior tells you, and the book is Decoding. What is it now? Say it again. It's Decoding Your Dog. Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.